Like this definitely builds confidence. Thinking all of us battling together as a team, the defense playing well, special teams and offense answering when we needed to. So I think it definitely builds confidence, especially a division win. It says a lot going through all the tough weeks we've been going through. And again, a win like this, so definitely builds confidence.
When Vic got hurt and Nick came in, did you get the sense that the Giants were trying to battle you up?
I think as a defense, you would probably think, well, it's a difference from Michael Vick to Nick Foles as far as running. So, yeah, they made some plays in the run game for sure. But they get paid also. We got the win, so that's what matters. I think when a defense tries to stop this offense and they want to take me out or the run game out, that's fine. You leave one-on-ones for different matchups. And as you've seen today, it was obvious we beat them up downfield. So that's how it's going to work.
3rd-and-2 run where Patterson kind of came through and got you. Did you know that was Patterson and, a former teammate, all that?
I messed with him a little bit. He tackled me. I could still mess with him a little bit. But he's a Giants now. That's all that matters.
I was going to ask you if there's a different feel in the huddle between Vic and Foles, but since y'all don't huddle, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
Nah. Well, as an offense, we look at Nick Foles and Michael Vick as two starters. They had a competition early in the year to be the starter. I felt like they both played very well. So we always think that they're both starters. And when they came in, when Nick came in, we were still confident. It's the same as when Mike was in.
It seems each week Chip's talking about how this team's settling for 3 instead of getting 7 too often. What's been the issue? What was the issue today?
I can't really answer that. I think when we get down there, we're moving the ball and we're getting 3. We just got to focus in better. Play today, I blew it myself. Turning inside instead of following the pass and going out. This is a matter of just focusing and completing the play, and capitalizing. It's something you got to keep working on.
You look like as a guy who helps open up the running game.
Oh, of course. I think in a run game, you want to take me out for sure. And then Mike Vick, you want to stop him too. So I think it's always something different when Mike's in the game. You see the spies they have on him or the defensive end. He's slower to rush when he's in there. It's Michael Vick, so he could take off any given time. So it's definitely, a matchup difference, when you're preparing for Mike Vick. I think in his whole career, it's been like that. Let's try to stop Mike first running and then passing. So, that's something he's been dealing with since he got in the NFL.
Is there anything people will look at Nick to and say, well, this is what we got to take away from him?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they would say or what they would think. I'm not them. I think it's obvious a difference between Michael Vick and Nick Foles for sure, as far as his athletic standpoint. But Nick can run his offense also. We're not asking Mike Vick to take 77 yarders to the house. Just enough to keep the defense ends honest. And same with Nick. I think he can do that.
Now going into this week, it's uncertain if it's going to be Mike or Nick. How do you approach that, and how does this offense approach that?
Doesn't really change, I don't think. 2 starting quarterbacks on the same team. We're going to focus and look to win this game. We're going to run the same plays if Mike's in or if Nick's in. Run the same plays. So it doesn't really make a difference.
Is it good to have that luxury of 2 guys that are capable of starting playing?
Yeah, for sure. That's why when it happened with the controversy of who was the starting quarterback, the competition, it didn't matter to the players in the locker room because, we got 2 guys that can start. And in this NFL, in this league, you need 2 guys or 3 guys. That just need depth in general, which in every position we really have. It's not my call. I just run the ball and pick up protections. It's not my call. And I don't do what ifs.